His name is Jeff Karub. You've heard him here on Stateside in his role as an Associated Press reporter covering the Detroit area. But today we meet a different Jeff Karub. Today we meet the singer, songwriter, musician who's just won a grant from the Knight Foundation for a project he calls Coming Home to Music.
I've gone to find what I've left behind. Win or lose the game. No guarantee the truth will set me free. I've gone just the same.
Jeff Karub joins us in the studio. Welcome. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Cindy.
Well, this certainly proves don't ever pigeonhole someone and go, oh, he's a reporter, oh, he's a journalist. But your CD, Made by Motown, is clearly the work of someone who truly loves Americana music.
Thank you. And Detroit music, whatever that means, everything that means.
Now, really, the idea of music goes back in your gene pool, if you will. Tell us about your musical upbringing.
Well, my father has an amazing history and present in music. He's 82, and he is still teaching private French horn lessons and all the rest. But he played in the Detroit Symphony Orchestra in the late 1950s under Paul Perret. He played on so many of the Motown sides that were recorded in Detroit. He played French horn in Midnight Sessions, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, Smokey Robinson, and The Miracles. And here he was, you know, had a young family at home, and he was recording maybe from midnight to 2, and then going home and getting as much sleep as he could and coming back, waking up, dealing with all that little kids deliver, and then going to teach music at junior highs. And he taught middle school, junior high school band for around 30 years. And he retired, and he is still teaching and still inspiring us. So he obviously was a primary inspiration, and we caught the bug for sure.
Well, your track, Made by Motown, tells your story. Let's take a listen.
My father found music his way out of the plants with so many places to play. There was Olympia, an orchestra hall, and Motown's famed Studio A. He had midnight sessions and chart-topping sides, the horn that you hear on Grapevine. From Marvin to Stevie, the Supremes and the Tops, it was one grooving assembly line. For better or worse, man, we've seen much of both after a century. I'm still proud to say that they helped to make Motown. Motown helped to make me.
You clearly know your way around not only a guitar, but also a violin. So you are, you're a more than a one-instrument guy.
Yeah, All Songs and Sounds by Jeff Karub. Partly it's out of necessity. When you're a recording, you're an indie artist, you don't have a lot of money to bring in all the people that you'd love to bring in. So I had to be kind of selfish with this CD. I have myself playing mandolin and myself playing fiddle and guitar, as well as backing harmonies. I hope next time to bring in some people. I'm not that much of a control freak. It just appears that way.
Yeah, well, it's just, as you say, it's a matter of economics. Why make this CD?
Well, it's been brewing up for a long time. But I have to say that the song Made by Motown really was the catalyst for this collection. It's not that it's all thematic. It's not all about me being brought up in Detroit. But that song, there's a million different ways I could tell the story, and we don't have all day. But the long and short of it is I knew the 100th anniversary of my family in the United States was coming up a couple of years ago. The anniversary was 2012. And so I knew that my family had been in this country for 100 years on my father's side.
Having come from?
From what's now Lebanon, what was Syria. It's the Ottoman Empire. It's crazy. Anyway, so I knew this big milestone was coming up. At the same time, in my day job as a journalist at the Associated Press, I was writing about the 50th anniversary of Motown. And a colleague of mine and I were interviewing people. I mean, Bill Clinton, Winona Judd, anyone we could find who would talk to us about Motown. And a lot of people talk about Motown.
Yes, they do.
And the outsized influence it had on their lives. So here I am looking at this 50th anniversary of Motown, which has a family connection. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the 100th anniversary of my family coming to this country, and the word started to come. And so this song, I like to say, is about 99.6% true, little artistic license here and there. And once I wrote that, you know, it was almost like the floodgates opened and said, this belongs in a larger collection of songs.
So the collection is called Made by Motown. It has five tracks in it, and I'm talking with Jeff Karub, singer, songwriter, musician, and Jeff has just won a grant from the Knight Foundation for a project that's called Coming Home to Music. Tell us about that, because getting a kind of a kiss from the Knight Foundation is a very, very big deal.
This is a frog that you want to be kissed by, let me tell you. The Knight Foundation, you know, it also, interestingly enough, talks about the duality of my life. It was founded by journalists. Mm. John S. and James L. Knight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for many years, the Detroit Free Press was a Knight Ridder paper. Yeah. So they have deep Detroit roots, even though they're Miami-based. And it was just kind of on a whim. I saw something in the Free Press about this Knight Arts Challenge Detroit. It was the first time they were going to grant money to worthy projects. The only thing was, tell us something you want to do that will benefit Detroit. We want to hear your ideas. You don't need to be the Detroit Institute of Arts. You don't need to be the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. You can just be a guy with an idea. And so I had played these concerts in houses in Detroit, outside Detroit. I've played a lot of different venues. And I have to say, when you've got 20 or 25 people in a house, or 15 or 20 people, mm-hmm. when they're connecting with you and there's no amplification, you're playing in someone's living room, the connection that you make there is unlike any connection that you can ever have. And I played my first house concert maybe 3-4 years ago with Putnam Smith, one of my collaborators. When he comes to town, I always try to bring him in. Phenomenal singer, songwriter, musician himself. And I said, you know, I think Detroit, what it could really use, it already has people who host house concerts, regular concerts. But what about anybody hosting a house concert? What about you bringing in a different kind of music that may not be heard a lot in homes? There are jazz series, there are folk series, but what if you want to do something that fuses Middle Eastern and jazz, or you want to do something that's more roots folk but doesn't fit into the category of a folk purist?
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, you know, I thought I'm not taking anything away from people who are already doing this, but I want to expand on the idea and bring music back to homes where it all started. People used to play in homes centuries ago. And this comes and goes, but I think it's something that shouldn't go out of style. And I want to see more people do what I've seen happen, and that is they're sitting in the audience. They've never been to a house concert before. Mm-hmm. They say, I want to do this. So we want to start a series. And then we want to start a network that links homeowners, houses, with musicians. So they can perpetuate this, and they don't need to have someone micromanaging the idea of a house concert in Detroit.
So you're looking at it for you to perform, or you want to open it up to other artists?
I want to open it up to other artists. I don't want to be limited by genre. Mm. If you want to have jazz in your home, if you want to have roots folk, you want to have a combination of the two, okay. You want to have classical, something chamber. All we ask is that it be intimate. I don't think that you want to do this for 50 people, and I don't think you want to have 10 musicians up there. The idea is two or three people, even one person, who can develop a rapport with the audience and connect with them in an organic, authentic way that you really can't when you're competing with the big screens at the bar down the street.
So someone who might be listening who likes the sound of, for example, of what they're hearing us play from your Made by Motown CD, what would they do then? Say, I want Jeff to come to my house? How do you connect would-be hosts with artists?
Well, the goal is that we will have a website one day very soon that incorporates the name Coming Home to Music. We don't have that site set up right now. The idea is that we will have this network set up where people who want to host shows, host house concerts, can see the artists that are on our website.
Okay.
And we've seen this done with great success in other places. Canada, for instance, has a house concert series cross-country. And our thought is this need not be limited to Detroit, but we want to focus on Detroit. There's no reason that we can't have these shows in Hamtramck or Dearborn or even further afield. But we want to focus on Detroit because this is where so much great music has been made and is being made. And I will say will be made.
So what do you see for your own musical future? Now, you've got a CD out there. You've got this project that you want to – you're getting launched, Coming Home to Music. Where do you want this to go?
Well, I want to keep sharing it. My goal is that I don't turn off any of my current fans. You know, I give them a reason to come back, and I give new people a reason to come on board and listen, come to a show, check me out online. I love the idea that that there are people that I may not be able to play for live, at least not anytime soon, that can hear me online. But nothing does replace that live feel. So I want to have videos online. I want to be able to keep doing this, keep writing more songs, and just keep sharing it with whomever is willing to hear it.
Jeff Karrueb, his CD is called Made by Motown, and the upcoming series will be called Coming Home to Music. And we have put a link to Jeff's website on our site at michiganradio.org. Just go there and click on the link that says Stateside. Keep us posted, and good luck.
Thank you very much.